This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, August 13th. God's word to you today is love's sake. Our scripture reading is taken from Exodus 20, verse 5, and it says, "You must not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, who will not tolerate your affections for any other gods." If you do not understand the Ten Commandments, you will think it is just a tyrannical statement. But the reality is that it is the greatest love letter of all time. God wants an exclusive relationship with you, and he will not tolerate you flirting with anyone. How many men can handle seeing their wife flirting with other men? I am certain that most men will be sick to their stomach just thinking about it. That is exactly what God is saying. I cannot handle it because I am a jealous God. Jealous, not in a bad way, but in a good way. Exodus 20, verses 5 and 6 say, "I lay the sins of the parents upon their children. The entire family is affected, even children in the third and fourth generations of those who reject me. But I lavish unfailing love for 1,000 generations on those who love me and obey my commands." When you love God, he lavishes love on your children and your children's children for 1,000 generations. So why do you want to worship your children? When you worship God, he preserves your whole generation. Lord in this scripture means Yahweh, and Yahweh means I am who I am. So that scripture will now be, "You must not bow down to them, the idols, or worship them, for I am who I am." Do not try to make God what you want him to be. Loving God means embracing him. Loving your husband means embracing him, and loving him because love accepts and embraces people as they are. Note that I am not saying you should love and embrace sin. Sin is sin. It is to be repented of. However, ladies, there are certain things in your husband that is not a sin. He is just who he is. Just make allowances for him the way he is. For some, it could be a pot belly. Having a pot belly is not a sin. So do not make him feel like he has done something wrong. It is actually a result of your good cooking. For other men, it may be a receding hairline. Wives, do not call him bald-headed. Just accept him for who he is. Make allowances. Do not threaten to leave the room. It is all about love, and love accepts. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, according to your word, my love will be patient and kind, not proud or self-seeking. It will always protect, trust, and my love will never fail. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.